ride along with Geralt of Rivia, along came this song. The white wolf followed, a silver-toed sham, his army on a dash, his...
Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty. They came after me with merciful deceit, broke down my lute and they kicked in my teeth, while the devil's horns minced our tender meat. And so cried the witcher, he can't be bleed. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty, O Valley of Plenty, oh. Toss a coin to your witcher, O Valley of Plenty.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Tuesday. It is, oh wait, yeah, is it Tuesday? It is Tuesday. I don't know why. I feel like January was the longest month ever. But February, I guess is going to go quickly. I don't know. What are we on, the fourth day already? But it is Black History Month, and my goodness, it feels like a lot of people have forgotten that it is Black History Month. I need more black in my Black History Month.
What do you mean you need more black in your Black History Month?
I mean, I'm not seeing, I don't know, like, maybe it's just, you know, depending on where you are. If you don't do things, I feel like, specific to Black History Month, you don't get, like, the full value of it. You know what I mean? Unless you're around, like, events that happen, or you seek out knowledge, or you like celebrate it in your own way, it's not a thing. I mean, I guess it's the same for any month, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't do something for Women's History Month, or if you don't do something for Hispanic Heritage Month, which is really 2 weeks in September and 2 weeks in October, or Asian Appreciation Month, or whatever, then, you know, it doesn't feel whatever. And I haven't felt fully surrounded by my Black culture. Although I have been participating in 29 days of Black cosplay, because this is a leap year. So that's been cool, and seeing all the Black cosplayers post their cosplays. So that's been fun. But yeah, like, I don't know, maybe I need to seek out my social media, and I don't know, I just haven't seen people posting as much stuff related to Black History Month as I have in previous years. I think everybody's tired, man. Like, we've been fighting for stuff for a long time. It's been a rough few years, don't you think?
Yeah, and I'm trying to be a good couple more years or more dark years. I don't know.
Listen, I wish there was an animal similar to the groundhog who could tell you if you were going to have a good president or a bad president. Like, how's the election going to go, furry animal from the ground? You know what I mean? Like, I wish there was, like, we could, like, watch a animal that would tell us what the political landscape was going to be for the next 4 years. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it would be.
Like, if the owl hoots four times, it means that you're going to have a compolitical election. But, I mean, I don't even want to make this podcast political. I just finished watching the State of the Union, and I want to scream and pull my hair out because it was just ridiculous. But, I mean, with the fact that we don't even know what the results are from the Iowa caucus, a day later. Like, what? Yeah.
I thought Pete won.
I mean, I guess that's what the numbers are saying, but they haven't counted all the ballots yet. I mean, so yes, he's in the lead, but they haven't counted all the ballots yet. I don't know. I'm not a big Pete fan, so whatever. I don't care.
At this point, I'm like this. I am an Elizabeth Warren guy, but I'm more like this. As long as it's a Democrat that can win, I don't care. Just win.
I mean, I just want everybody to vote for whoever is the Democratic person. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if any of them can. I don't know. And it bothers me. But all I can do is pray and hope that people vote. So if you're not registered, it takes like 5 minutes. Do it. Register right now. Like, legit. You can do it from your phone in some states. Other states, you have to do it online, but like from a computer. But register, vote, please, if you're not registered. And please vote. Absentee ballot, if you have to, whatever. All right. What else is going on? There's a whole lot of mess going on, actually. Like, excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with my throat. What was the other news that happened this week? Or I guess I should say last week that I wanted to touch on. Oh, justice for Johnny. So upset about that information that came out with Amber, whatever the hell her last name is.
Amber.
Amber, what is it? Bird?
Bird.
Heard. Yeah, fuck her. Excuse my language. I apologize. Yeah. I don't like her. I never liked her. And I don't like her more now.
Yep, it just shows that people were just quick to judge and try to cancel Johnny Depp when they shouldn't have.
I never canceled him. Well, first of all, I'm not one of those people who cancels folks straight out the gate. Well, let me not say that. I have discernment. I trust my gift of discernment that the Lord has blessed me with. And so generally, I will wait for some kind of evidence for me to do anything before I make any quick judgments. And nothing about that situation seemed on the up and up. And I wasn't going to cancel no Johnny Depp because I didn't get the sense that any of that was real. And to find out that information now, that makes me so mad. So angry.
I hope he can get his Pirates of the Caribbean job back.
He's not getting that back. You know, Disney. Well, I shouldn't say that. Disney does take people back because they gave What's-His-Face back Marvel. So, I mean, they gave Kevin Feige back. Was it Kevin? It was Kevin, right?
No, it was James Gunn.
No, it was Gunn. Sorry. They gave Gunn back.
Guardians.
Guardians. So maybe they'll add him in. Who knows? Who knows? I hope they do. Because that hurt my heart. I was like, how you gonna take Captain Jack Sparrow away?
I like the last one, too. I was kind of like, oh, you bring back Keira Knightley. You bring back Orlando Bloom. I'm like, the whole gang's back.
Yo, I was on board. I was ready for, let's keep it going. Let's make this the, you know, Fast and the Furious on the Seas. Let's go. You know, let's have 10 of these. I don't care.
And they had that little stinger with Davy Jones might be coming back. So I was like,
no. Right. Like, I was like, let's get it. Anyone talking about, we're going to make a new one and we're going to make it a girl. Like, stop. Like, relax. Y'all doing too much.
Like, I'd only accept that it was like, oh, she's Captain Jack's daughter. And it kind of be like,
right.
Like how you kept seeing Johnny Depp's, Captain Jack's dad in the movies,
right?
Popping
right.
Up and everything. I'd be like, oh. Okay, this works.
I would be 100% okay with him being her being his daughter and them having adventures together and him teaching. Like, I would be cool. I would be all right with that. But I don't know. I hope he gets it back. What other stuff was in the news, entertainment-wise, causing things? Oh, the Super Bowl. For those of you who are still watching the NFL, I did not watch the Super Bowl, so I did not see the halftime show, which apparently caused lots of white women everywhere to clutch their pearls. I don't know why. I'm sure it was a fine show. I mean, it wasn't like Prince or anything, but I'm sure it was fine. It was Shakira, and I know Shakira puts on a good show. Actually, Jennifer Lopez generally puts on a pretty good show. So I can't imagine that the show wasn't entertaining, But the complaints I was hearing from the internets was that people were complaining that they were singing in Spanish. Hello, two Spanish artists, and they're in Miami. Like, what?
They'll bring out, like, a lot of Afro-Latino dancers, everything. I was like, it's so many colors up there. I was like, yes, this is...
Yes, it was culturally representative. And I feel like the people who were, like, reducing it down to women being sexualized missed the point.
They got...
Like, you had... They had the little... The kids... dancing, talking, singing the song. It was Jennifer Lopez's daughter singing the song that transitioned into Born in the USA while they were dancing in cages. I mean, come on, the symbolism that they were able to put in there, the dance, like you said, the dances, the cultural representation. I mean, and for them to reduce it down to like, oh, she was dancing on a stripper pole, like, stop. What you're telling me is that you don't understand culture. And you just want mayonnaise on white bread. Because last year when, who was it? Adam Levine was up there doing whatever the hell he did.
Well, his show was fine last year, but it's more like he go take off his shirtless, stripped and everything, but J-Lo and them can't show a little skin. Like, they didn't get naked. That, like,
they had tights on. Like, they wasn't even skin. Oh no, Shakira had skin because when she was jiggling, apparently it was jiggling. Well,
like she got a lot of ass when she had like laid ground. I was like, oh, okay. But other than that, I'm like, it was a great show. I liked it, enjoyable. But I'm like, you're just upset because J-Lo's 50, Shakira's 43, and they look good.
I mean, I don't think it was just that. I think it's also the fact that they are women of color. Like, I mean, if it had been Shania Twain or, I mean, I don't know, not even. Taylor Swift walks around in a freaking leotard in all of her shows and don't nobody say nothing about her.
Yep.
So let's not play this, oh my goodness, what does it say to young girls? It says, do what you want to do, honey, and if you keep it tight, get it right. When you 50, you going to be all right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, who are from not Kansas. Oh, man. That was funny.
That's our president.
I mean, that's, yep, well, yeah. That's the person who is currently president of the United States, yes. But, I mean, apparently he doesn't know screenshots exist.
Pretty much.
Delete! But yeah, that was hilarious. Like, the great state of Kansas. First of all, sir, have a seat. And then all the memes about the 49ers saying until they do right by Colin, they wasn't going to get nothing.
I really wanted the 49ers. I was kind of like, I was rooting against the Chiefs.
Really? Why is that?
I'm more of like, I was more like, I don't fight against attempt predictions. So I was like, the Chiefs need to lose, but apparently.
Yeah, no, I had no dog in the fight because the best team in the league wasn't playing, so I didn't care.
Oh, the Eagles? Oh, yeah, I know.
No, the Patriots, the New England Patriots, you know, the team that Tom Brady played on, they weren't in the Super Bowl. You're welcome. So I wasn't interested. No, that's not why I wasn't interested. I just don't watch football anymore. But I mean, I probably would have been a little more interested if they were in it. But did you see the Smart Pot commercial? Wasn't that good? Smart Pot.
I was more. I wanted to see that medical marijuana commercial.
But what medical marijuana commercial?
They canceled it. They didn't put it up. They didn't want to. Controversy.
What medical marijuana pervert commercial?
There was going to be a medical marijuana commercial during the Super Bowl. But
okay. But how do you know this if it didn't play?
Because the company said they did. They put up the money and they rejected it.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of commercials that get rejected.
I know, but if they're willing to pay $5.6 million,
I don't think that things should just happen just because you got the money to do it, Michael Bloomberg. I don't think that that should be a reason why it should have gone through. But, like, what was the messaging?
It was just giving out legitimate facts about medical marijuana.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't need to see a minute Trump commercial neither.
Yeah, what was that commercial? I heard about it. What was the commercial about? And how much money did he pay for that? That's wild.
$10 million.
$10 million? Where'd he get that money from? Is that our taxes?
You know, he got it from Russia.
Were there any other political commercials during the Super Bowl?
No, just the Bloomberg ones and Trump's.
Oh, man, it must be nice to have lots of money, huh?
Yeah, I know. Bloomberg's the billionaire. I don't know what Trump is.
I don't know. I have no idea because you can't really trust anything he says about what he got. So who knows? But he's made more money as president than any other president. So, I mean, he might be a billionaire now. What else is going on? Have you seen any movies recently?
No, I was just watching 21 Bridges. I wanted to see how what it was in theaters. It was actually really good so far. I gotta finish it.
I mean, Chadwick's a good actor, so I wouldn't be surprised at that. And it had a pretty good cast.
I know, but I always get worried when I see Taylor Kitchen movies.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
He was in that Disney movie, John Carter.
Okay. Yep.
He's more...
Still, that doesn't help me, but okay. I did see that movie, but is he a white guy? Is he a black guy? Hispanic?
White guy. He was the lead in it.
Okay.
Did you see X-Men Origins?
Of course. I've seen all of the X-Men movie because X-Men is amazing.
Okay. He's the one who played Gambit.
Okay. Got you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I usually get worried when I see him in movies because I usually call him the Kitch of Death because almost every movie that he's in doesn't do well, or TV series.
I mean, not because he's bad.
I don't know. It's just like every single time I'm like, that's not going to do well. That show's not going to do well. It was kind of.
But not because he's bad. John. No, he's not a bad actor. I don't not like him.
I just like anytime I see him, I'm like, something's gonna go wrong.
So basically, you're jinxing him, is what you're telling me. You're jinxing him.
I feel like he jinxed himself once.
No, you have placed the jinx on him. I don't understand. I like John Carter, and 21 Bridges looked amazing from the previews. I just it looked like a shoot 'em up movie, and you know I don't really do those.
It's more of like a corrupt cop.
Right. Which means that they're shooting and therefore a shoot 'em up movie.
Yes, it's a shooting movie. It's a lot of.
So I watch Fast and Furious. And there's there can be some shooting in that, but it's not real shooting. Nobody ever gets hit.
Well, are you gonna did you see the trailer? The new one?
Trailer for what?
Fast 9.
There's a trailer out already?
Yes.
No, I did not see. I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh.
Don't tell me anything. Don't say anything. Be quiet.
It's 4 minutes long.
It can't be 4 minutes long. That's the whole movie.
It's not the whole movie, but...
It is the whole movie. When the trailer is... Okay, here is my beef. When the trailer is longer than a minute and 30 seconds... And that's too long anyway. What is longer than a minute and 30 seconds? They basically told me the whole damn movie. Stop. stop it five, because now what am I going to see? You basically cut all the good parts of the movie and put it in the trailer. I'm gonna get to the theater and be like, oh, I saw this. Like, where's the surprise gonna be? You've cut and showed me, like, what was it? One of the ones where they had the cars dropping out of the plane. I mean, you could have saved that. You could have saved that for me to be awed in the movie theater.
Well, then do not watch that trailer.
Huh, what? Oh, did they go to space? Because, I mean, that's all they have left at this point.
I don't know. There might be time travel at this point.
What? Stop! How? Yeah. Stop. Okay, stop. I'm not. Stop. Be quiet. I don't want to hear anymore. Yeah. Well, I'm done. Time travel. What is it? Is it hot tub time machine? What do you mean?
There was a dude. There was a rocket car. And then I seen someone wear the same exact jacket that Martin Fly had from Back to
the... No! They get to 88 gigawatts? Stop it! Are you kidding me?
I'm so mad
right now. Okay, I'm gonna watch it, but I'm so angry. Yeah. I mean, I will watch Fast and the Furious until it's like Fast and Furious 35. But still, come on. Time travel?
At this point, I need to know, because I need questions. I need questions and wait for the movie to get answers. That's what the trailer did to me. I was like, how? I'm like, how?
Maybe it's a dream sequence. It's got to be a dream sequence, because I don't understand. All right, that's wild.
I was questioning logic, and then I'm like, well, maybe that might be possible only because of certain things that I saw in Hobbs and Shaw, and like, maybe that, like, something happened and they came back like Idris something. I don't know.
Ooh, that's true. There was a lot of extra technology with Idris.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I liked Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm glad it's getting a sequel. And I'm
what? Stop! What? Why?
it made over $750 million.
Oh my god! Oh, I guess because Vin Diesel doesn't want to deal with what's his face no more.
Well, I feel like Rock is going to come back for 10, and only because of someone new in the Fast and Furious series now. So I kind of want to see that.
Oh, I don't. Okay. Well, I'll have to go watch that trailer. Are you excited about Birds of Prey?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
Especially now, since I've seen like a lot of the social media reactions, and it's all positive.
Well, you know, I don't care about what other people think, but I need more and more and more of my girl Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie is killing that role, and I love it.
Yeah, I kind of want to see how she does in this one, and I want to see how she does in Suicide Squad. So
when they do Suicide Squad, is it like a reboot, or is it like a continuation?
It's gonna be like a continuation, because it's the same. They have the same character, like a lot of the same characters.
Is Will Smith coming back?
No, he was filming Bad Boys and something, and Bad Boys at the time. So
you did see Bad Boys. You said you liked it.
Yep, and that movie's about to cross 50 million.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that it's doing well. I wish there were more Black movies coming out. You know what I need? You know what would be a nice movie to be coming out right now? Black Panther 2.
No, I'll be watching The Photograph. Oh, that's what I want to see.
The Photograph looks really good. That movie looks really good.
I need someone at BuzzFeed to like check their logic, because they're like, there hasn't been a Black romantic movie in the 2000 since 2000.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it written by a Black person?
I don't know. I just saw the headline of the article.
That's not true at all. There's been so many. I mean there's so many.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. No, that'll be good. I think that'll be, the photograph looks really good. Yeah, so there's some good movies coming out. I don't know. I still need more black movies, though.
Yeah, I don't need any more Tyler Perry movies.
Apparently, it's the most watched movie on Netflix.
Recently, of like being watched by 26 million people. I'm like, why?
Hate watch. You don't hate watch thing? I haven't watched it, so, because I don't hate watch things. Because if I hate watch things, then I would have watched. Oh my God, I was about to swear again. I would have watched Miss Americana if I hate watch things.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not even that desperate to watch that thing, even hate watch.
No, that's your girl. Why are you not supporting your little girlfriend?
Whose girl?
Your girl. You know you love you some Taylor Swift.
I hate Taylor Swift.
No, you. Whoa, for real? Really? Why are you always bringing her up?
She's Taylor Swiftler to me.
She is. Yeah, no. So I have a friend who watched, you know, she was watching the documentary, and I was like, I refuse, but you know, if you want to subject yourself to that, you know, by all means. And then she wrote a review, and she was basically like, this is exactly what I thought it would be. And I was like, why did you waste your time? It was Miss Victimization. It was the queen of victimization crying about how she was the victim. Like, oh my God, shut up. Nobody is sad for you. But her fans apparently are. Apparently, it's so raw. Seeing Taylor cry breaks my heart. Oh my God, shut up. Anyways, I'm going to stop hating on the poor girl now, I guess. Did we talk about Popeye's coming out with their clothing line to match Mrs. Carter's clothing line?
I'm not mad with it.
I think it's amazing. I love it when brands capitalize on things in the right way. And that was the right way. Because how you going to come out with clothes that look like Popeye's uniforms?
True.
And then charge $200 plus for things.
Kanye has have outfits that look.
I'm not going to talk about Kanye's slave wear because that's a whole separate issue. He's doing couture. I was about to say House of Darion. What's it called? Blue Ivy, not Blue Ivy. What's it called? Ivy Park is not couture. It's exercise clothes with extra style, I guess.
Oh yeah, you also got your answer from last. I think we did talk about it slightly, only because what's the name got the outfits, didn't she? Kim Kardashian.
Oh, she did. Oh, we did talk about it. She did. I didn't see it. I didn't. You know, I don't. I mean, I checked for Kim, but I don't check for her that hard. She got the outfits.
Yeah, she got the outfits.
Did she buy them or did she get them?
I think Beyonce sent them to her.
Oh, like. Was there like a picture of her with the orange box?
No, I think she's put like hashtag Beehive, something like
that. Okay, well then I'm not mad at Mrs. Carter then. Okay, that's cool. You know what I am mad at? So your girl started a new job this week. I'm not mad about that. I'm very excited about that. That was I'm very happy about that. Thanking the Lord for that. But I had to get a company phone. And the only phones they had in stock for me to get right away were iPhones. So now I have in my possession an iPhone. Don't ask me what kind of iPhone it is because I don't know.
Oh, you didn't ask them?
Cause I don't care. You know I don't care. It's from Verizon, so that's okay. Cause I like Verizon. But I hate it. I don't like it. It pales in comparison to my Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus.
Only because you don't have an 11. If you had an 11. You would have probably been like, oh.
No, I would not have, because Apple sucks. And it will always suck, no matter what type of phone it is.
Fuck your Android.
Anyways, so they gave me a choice when I was taking my laptop. They were like, would you like a MacBook or a PC? And I was like, who would take a MacBook? Like, why would you do that to yourself? And I say this because all the people who pick MacBooks are having difficulties, and I'm not, because I have a beautiful PC that works perfectly. I do have to say, the facial recognition on this, which is, I have facial recognition on my Samsung, so I'm not, this isn't, like, exciting. It's the same thing. I will say, though, the transition from the screen to screen is nice and smooth, but I don't know, TouchWiz on Samsung is just a different UI, so I'm just more used to it, I guess. Anyways, I brought all that to say, I have no idea how to use my phone, but I only need it to open the email app, so I guess it doesn't matter.
You'll learn. You'll love it.
I won't. I'm legit only have it for email and texting with my coworkers. That's it. All right. What else? What else are you watching or consuming?
Oh, for me, consuming wise, I enjoyed like all the Super Bowl spots. Especially like the Falcon, Winter Soldier, little.
Oh yes, I did want to talk about that. The trailer for the shows.
Yep.
Yo, WandaVision is gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have the released months now too.
Yeah, WandaVision is gonna be crazy, and I'm really looking forward to Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that. Like, that looks like it's going to be really... I mean, I think it's also going to stir the pot a little, too. Because it looks like it's about to be some... It's going to touch on some things.
Yep, it will. Especially with U.S. Agent.
Yes! Did you see U.S. Agent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh! I was not ready. And then what's the other one? Loki. Oh my god. So he's gonna be the king of mischief, prince of mischief, is going to that it's gonna be so good. I can't wait. I need it now. Like, Disney's really playing with me. Like, okay, let me say this. I love Disney Plus. I'm not gonna downplay it, but like, I'm getting antsy. Like, I'm really getting antsy. Like, I legit watched all of my favorite movies maybe like 20 times. And I mean, I could watch them forever because I love Disney. But, son, I need some new.
Well, we have August when Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out.
That's a long time. It's February, son.
I know. Then,
it's February.
Then October, The Mandalorian comes out again.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Oh my god, can you imagine though? What is happening next?
Followed by WandaVision in December.
All of these months are very far away, Rashawn.
I know this, and you know it's even more upsetting?
Mm.
That all these shows are probably going to have only 8 episodes each.
I mean, that's all right. I'm okay.
I'm kind of like, I want like 13.
No, 8 is fine. I don't need overkill.
10.
I mean, 8 is fine. I'm okay. Because, I mean, because The Mandalorian honestly could have been a movie. It could have been a 2-hour movie and you would have been like, okay.
I'm still upset with like all those short episodes. I'm like,
yo, the short episodes did make me kind of mad. Like, what you mean this is 30 minutes? What?
I want an hour.
What? Like, if you all give me 8 episodes, then bitches better be an hour each.
At least 45 minutes.
That 38 minute episode. I was like, are you kidding me? What do you mean it's over? There better be some extras. I was so angry. Excuse me. Wait, so have you heard of this app called Tackle.
Tackle?
Yeah, so it's an app where you can like hire people to come over and do chores for you.
Really?
For real. And like, so I'm watching this commercial and like they have this lady washing dishes and I'm like, are you serious? Like, I could just go on this app and be like, yeah, I don't feel like washing these dishes right now. Let's see how much. And it's like it's like Uber, right? So like you like put in what you need done and there's like a prearranged charge. So it'd be like $20 and she'll come over, or he will come over and wash your dishes. Like, I mean, I think it's a great thing for like people who have like mobility issues, or like you're sick or whatever, or you're like depressed, whatever. There's lots of uses for it. But at the same time, like, for real, like you could just like order someone to come wash your dishes.
Interesting.
And I'm sure it's a good way to make money too. Like if you sign up as a tackle person. Like, maybe washing dishes is your ministry. Like, maybe you get solace from doing dishes. I don't, personally. This is why I have a dishwasher. but I, you know, some things, you know, can't be put in the dishwasher, and you have to wash my hands.
I kind of wish I had tackled this weekend. Actually, no, Monday. So I didn't have to move my stepmother from one house to another.
What?
Yeah, I had to help her move.
Oh yeah, yeah. This tackle thing, yeah, you can hire people to or like to help you like get rid of stuff. Like if you need to like move couches or take things to the like dumpster or whatever, you can just like hire somebody to do that. Yeah, I refuse. I stopped moving things when I turned 30. Because I said, I'm too old to move things. I'm also a girl, so I shouldn't have to move anything. You know what made me sad this weekend, though? Or not this weekend, last week. Not sad, but I'm not a very tall person. And usually I'm perfectly okay with my height because good things come in small packages. But I had to put up a clock on my wall. And I couldn't because I was too short. And there was, like, nothing I could do because I didn't have anything that I could stand on. Like, I didn't have any, like, chairs that were, like, sturdy enough to, like, stand on. And I was just like, what do short people do in this situation? And if I had known about tackle, I could have called someone up and been like, hey, can you come put this clock up? Oh, man. But I got a stepladder, so now I can do it.
Good.
These are the perils of being single and living alone. You have to figure things out. Am I getting a cold? Because I really hope not. Oh, my God. What if I have coronavirus? It's not funny. It's not funny. Actually, let me just say, the hubbub about coronavirus is really ridiculous. Because the people who are dying of it are people who have compromised immune systems to begin with. So people need to relax. And secondly, if you like wash your hands and stay, you know, clean and hydrated, you should be fine. And people should be more worried about the flu. Like 1,000 times more worried about the flu. The flu is killing people left and right. But, I really hope I'm not getting sick because I would be very upset. Yep.
What else is going on in the news?
I don't know. What I do know is that there's a storm coming. Some snow is supposed to hit us soon.
Oh, really?
Even though Mr. Groundhog said spring was on its way, but I think this will be the last snow of the season, so it's okay.
Oh, that commercial. You definitely need to see.
Which commercial?
The Bill Murray Groundhog Day.
Oh. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Okay. All right, I'll check it out. I will check out the commercial. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I check out the, you know, they're usually on YouTube. I just didn't this year. I mean, I was just so not, I don't know, I'm so not interested in football anymore. Although one of my coworkers was at the game. His brother works for the NFL Network.
Oh.
So he was at the game, and apparently there was like a private concert that Lady Gaga put on the day before, because I guess AT&T Dish Network had like a whatever. Anyway, so he got like a private concert from Lady Gaga. I was like, are you kidding?
Oh.
Like, how do I get to work for ESPN? Because that would be great. But yeah. All right. I don't know, man. I got to deal with this cough before it turns into a thing.
I get it. I was sick last week, so.
Yeah, no, it all of a sudden just started to tickle my throat. And you know, like, when you, if you catch it early, I feel like you can do something about it. So I'm going to try to do something about it. But it was great catching up. Happy Black History Month again. I'm going to try and see Birds of Prey this weekend. So hope, or at least before we talk again.
Yeah, I'm going to probably try to do it Sunday after I get back from my trip. So
cool, cool. So we will have more to talk about next week. And as always, it was great talking to you, sir.
Always lovely to talk to you as well.
All right. You have a good one. See you next time.
Feel better.
Thanks. Bye-bye.